Welcome to Tech Mobility Topics.
He's an English actor, rapper, singer, and DJ, who over the last 10 years of his more than 20 years in the spotlight have wowed Americans in a series of roles, both on the big and small screen. You might not remember his name, but you do remember his cool, intense, yet calm street swagger. His name is Idris Elba. And in case you're interested, he's the major force in the building of a smart, eco-dynamic city. And yeah, the line forms to the right. Actors, through the years, have lent their voice and support to a multitude of causes, activities, projects, you name it. It's not too often that a man of color, be he British, be he English, gets into this kind of project, which I thought was really cool, which is why I wanted to share it with you. Because they're not just building a city, they're looking at building a smart eco-city off the coast of Sierra Leone. In fact, the island, Sherbrooke Island, is a two-hour boat trip off the coast of Sierra Leone. But here's the cool part. He plans to collaborate with the government of in the West African country of Sierra Leone to develop Sherbrooke Island, a rich coastal paradise. The actor aims to elevate into an economically friendly, smart city where residents and tourists can live and thrive. And I think that's a pretty cool idea. And he's talking to the Guardian paper out of London. Never in my lifetime would I have thought that I could build a foundation for a new smart city. I'm qualified to dream big. In case you don't know, Sherbrooke Island is a small island off the coast of Sierra Leone with over 19 miles of beachfront and is home to 40,000 locals. And according to Elba, the island was historically used as a port for the transatlantic slave trade and was a point of no return where enslaved Africans would be forced to leave the continent for the New World. Current plans are to develop the island, and they started a way is to bring in tourism. But Elba's dreaming bigger and hoping to change the way Africa is viewed globally. It started as tourism, he said, but now we're building a smart, eco-dynamic city. I want that to sink in for a minute. So many ways people can spend their money in this world. But to actually forward a way to bring some sort of improvement, not only to the residents of that island, but an opportunity for folks for all ever. Hey, we can start with a clean piece of paper here and build something really neat, really cool. Also, it also goes to share about the power of connections. And I've told this to a lot of people, regardless of who you are, if I might diverse for a minute, we all have a sphere of influence. In this case, a kid he grew up and used to DJ with in London reached out to him and they formed this investment company and are starting to do this. I think it's always good when you could be part of the solution and not part of the problem. And nowadays we could use a little more solution and a little less problem because it's easy to criticize. It's easy to tear down. It's tough to say, you know what, this is a problem, but here's my proposal for a solution to that problem. And you know what? Regardless of where we are in the world, we all can use a little more problem solving and a little less finger pointing. Just saying. Let me continue here. Elba's company, Sherbrooke Alliance Partners, intends to collaborate closely with government officials of the country and establish a special economic zone aimed at stimulating growth on the island. And as I mentioned earlier, the actor was brought into the project by Siaka Stevens, the grandson of the former Sierra Leone president of the same name. The pair are childhood friends, grew up together in London, and used to DJ together. I have a friend like that. And if he's listening, Don, my friend is, we go back, 55 years. It's amazing who you meet in fourth grade. Although Don says we met in third grade, but okay. We met in the late 1960s, have been friends for all that. My best friend is a Christian filmmaker now, and it was really cool because we got a chance to go down there and watch what he was doing. But I'm just so thrilled because, you know, it's easy to talk, it's easy to get caught up, and a lot of the negativity that's in the news today, even Everything that crosses my desk with climate change and this is wrong and that is wrong. You know, I thought you might could use some good news and maybe add another place in your bucket list that you need to visit, which is no big deal. But you know what? Life is short. You should enjoy yourself. And the fact that they're looking to do this and they're working to put it together and it's going to benefit a lot of people, that works. Let me add this for your consideration. They've agreed to a deal with the energy company Octopus to build Sierra Leone's first wind farm on the island, which lacks main electricity and is a 2-hour ferry trip from the mainland. 2 hours. Elba said a sustainable approach to developing the project would be central throughout the development. I wonder what that would look like. I'm kind of excited because I think it would really, really be cool. Character of the island hopefully will remain intact. It's a beautiful green part of the world, and we don't want to disturb that, he said. Also, it's about being self-reliant. It's about bringing an economy that feeds itself and has growth potential. And he's very keen to reframe the way Africa is viewed as an aid model. This opportunity is completely different. He and his childhood partner have 3 key principles for the project. Among them is developing based on African culture, values, and principles, which prioritize community, collaboration, and respect for nature. They also said they plan to design the infrastructure in a way that is adaptable to changing social, economic, and environmental conditions and to follow eco-city principles, such as building in a way that is environmentally friendly, energy efficient, and resilient to climate change. Stevens said that development on the island will be fueled by clean energy sources. They've also reached out to residents currently on the island, and they've visited the island several times. This is the thing. Imagine what you could do with the money and a literal clean sheet of paper to improve the lives of the people who live there, as well as make this an opportunity for other people to enjoy both an economic engine and an ecological benefit for everybody around. Also, it would be interesting to see how they deal with climate change, it being an island. I don't know what the altitude is of the island base and if that's going to be an issue with the way everything's going right now. So that would be good to know as they get into this project to see how they can protect the island from that while still meeting all their goals from an ecological and renewable energy standpoint. I'm excited. I'll have to keep you apprised at how it goes. And, you know, if they get to a point where it's open for business, it's a project that will take years and maybe decades. That brings us to the end of our visit. Be sure to join me again right here next time. You've been listening to The Tech Mobility Show.
The Tech Mobility Show is a copywritten production of Tech Mobility Productions, Incorporated. Any rebroadcast, retransmission, or any other use is prohibited without the written consent of Tech Mobility Productions, Incorporated.
For those of you that listen to podcasts, we have just the one for you. Hi, I'm Ken Chester. Tech Mobility Topics is a podcast where I upload topic-specific videos each week. Shorter than the full show, these bite-sized programs are just the thing, particularly if you're interested in a particular topic covered on the weekly radio show. From Apple Podcasts to iHeartRadio and many podcast platforms in between, we got you covered. Just enter Tech Mobility Topics in the search bar wherever you listen to podcasts. Social media, it's the place to be, we're no exception. Hi, I'm Ken Chester, host of the Tech Mobility Show. Several times a week, I post to TikTok several of the topics that I cover on my weekly radio show. It's another way to keep up on mobility, technology, news, and information. I've built quite a library of short videos for your viewing pleasure, so be sure to watch, like, and subscribe. That's the Tech Mobility Show on TikTok. Check it out. To learn more about the Tech Mobility Show, start by visiting our website. Hi, I'm Ken Chester, host of the Tech Mobility Show. The website is a treasure trove of information about me and the show, as well as where to find it on the radio across the country. Keep up with the happenings at the Tech Mobility Show by visiting techmobility.show. That's techmobility.show. You can also drop us a line at talk@techmobility.show. Do you listen to podcasts? Seems that most people do. Hi, I'm Ken Chester, host of the Tech Mobility Show. If you've missed any of our weekly episodes on the radio, our podcast is a great way to listen. You can find the Tech Mobility Podcast just about anywhere you can enjoy podcasts. Be sure to follow us. From Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, and many platforms in between, we are there. Just enter the Tech Mobility Podcast in the search bar wherever you listen to podcasts.